You know, there's more to fitness than just weight loss and looking good in the mirror. That's important, but so is flexibility, balance, and everyday movement. Those are very important as you age, but we all seem to focus on being thin, but being fit for life is better. This is Which Way Is Life? Thank you for listening. The podcast designed to help you find a healthier, inspired life. I'm your host, Bill Klaproth, and this is episode number 83. My guest today is certified trainer Joshua Kozak. Joshua is a YouTube personality and a seasoned leader and motivator in the fitness industry with over 15 years of experience. And he's out with a brand new book, Stay Fit for Life, Functional Fitness Exercises to Future-Proof Your Body. Joshua, thank you for joining me today. I like to start the show with the one thing. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Let's do this. Can you quickly share with us one thing, just one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
Sure. You know, I like to approach things more from the mental side. So for me, it's about identifying and being intentional and identifying your motivation for health. So by connecting your motivation with your purpose, I believe your chance of success is much greater.
You know, that mental aspect seems to get overlooked, and I want to get into that a little bit more in the interview. So we're going to dive into that. But before we do that, can you quickly share with us a little bit about your personal life? Who are you? What do you like to do? What brings you joy when you're not saving the world?
You know, I wish I was a little more diversified, Bill. But unfortunately that tends to be about 95%. But the other 5% is devoted to family, my wife, and I have a 2.5-year-old daughter. So making sure that I give them the time and the love that they need. But other than that, I mean, we're pretty much dedicated 24/7 over here to our mission, which is just, spreading health and empowering people to take control of their own health.
Absolutely. And it's a great mission, and we appreciate that. And we're going to get into that a little bit now. So Joshua, let me start with this. And I think you were just touching on this a little bit. Why is it so hard for people to stay motivated to get healthy? You know, I feel people have this start, stop mentality. They know they should be fit. They know they should work out. They know they need to get healthy, but they just don't, or they start and stop and they just can't stick with it. Why is that?
You know, there's of course multiple factors. But I believe one of the biggest factors is having the wrong motivations and finding motivations that are maybe more vanity driven or, you know, or fleeting in nature. So, for example, you know, we're taught through traditional health and fitness marketing that we should really care about having a six pack abs and what our tummy looks like and looking good in a dress or in jeans, etc. But you know, if that's your main motivator, then 2 weeks in, it's very easy to throw that aside because, well, it's winter's coming up. What do I care what I look like in a bathing suit? Or, you know what, my jeans fit fine anyway. You know, that's not really that important to me. So if at the very beginning, if you're building your mission on a unsolid foundation, it's hard to be successful and to stick with it for the long haul.
So having the wrong motivation, right? So that is part of the problem, that start-stop mentality. Any tips then to find that right motivation? So I think you kind of touched on it a little bit. I mean, we should try to perceive ourselves in the future and what we want to do and accomplish and be, such as, you know, I want to be able to ride my bike or hike or play with the grandchildren, right? Those are the things you really need to latch on to instead of I want to have six pack abs. Is that right?
Correct. And especially, I find it especially difficult for those in baby boomer generations, et cetera, to say, well, you know, they're like, well, they've, you know, so many times they've given up on the six pack dream. But it's, well, you know what? You have so much, you know, your life is really just beginning. You have so much left. And, you know, from, like you mentioned, grandchildren. You know, I have a 2.5-year-old daughter. And when we take her to go hang out with her grandma, if her grandmother is not ready, ready to go, she's going to put her to the test. And so, you know, just identifying what those real motivations are, the things that bring you purpose and joy, and then understanding and finding that correlation of how being in better health is going to help you fulfill those. And it's going to help you be around longer to enjoy that purpose and to fulfill that purpose longer.
And we all want to be around longer, that's for sure. So in your book, Stay Fit for Life, it's a streamlined functional training program, if you will. And you mentioned baby boomers. It's specifically for the baby boomer generation. Why did you focus on that?
I think they're an overlooked demographic. Again, I think, so much of the products today are focused on a younger generation, and again, to me, some of those fleeting motivations is more vanity driven. And so it was important to me to identify why it's important beyond just your looks and appearance, why it's important to take care of your health, why it's important to exercise, why it's important to eat right, and what the long-term repercussions and benefits to that are.
So you talk about future-proofing your body and Stay Fit for Life. What does that mean exactly?
Well, as a personal trainer for too many more years than I'd like to mention, one of the things that became very obvious was not all 60-year-olds are created equal. I would have 6-year-old clients who were essentially already had given up and could barely get out of a chair or would have trouble getting out of a chair on their own. And then I'd have 60-year-old clients that were out attacking life every day and living it like they were 20. And so to me, I really wanted to say, okay, well, what's the difference between these two? And the number one is mindset. And what their outlook on life is. And so I wanted to give a streamlined toolbook so that they could to empower them to be the latter 60-year-old that's out and attacking life and not dreading getting out of bed in the morning.
Absolutely. So you just mentioned it, a streamlined toolbook. The book has 62 functional exercises, targeted workout routines, and 3 4-week fitness programs. So why the 3 4-week programs? Is that kind of the streamlining of it?
Yes, but then also, again, just as I mentioned, you have, people start at all different types of fitness levels. So the 3 different programs are for the first one is for those who, let's say, haven't worked out in a while or have never exercised. And it gives seated variations and options that, again, anybody can do. You have limited mobility. We have you covered. And then through the opposite end, those who are already in great shape and are looking to take their fitness to the next level. So we kind of have something for everybody.
So you're breaking it down for the different fitness levels that people are coming to you when they read the book.
Correct. And it's a progression.
More with my guest today, Joshua Kozak, in a moment. But first, I want to tell you about a brand new book called Memory Rescue that's just been published. If you or a loved one seems to be forgetting things lately, maybe you need a memory tune-up. So I have a little clip I want to play for you from the author.
Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Amen, author of a new book called Memory Rescue. Memory Rescue teaches you how to prevent future problems, but if you're having memory problems now, how to rescue it, how to get it back so that everything in your life can be better. Plant the habits that I talk in your life. I know it'll make a dramatic difference for you and for those you love.
So if you feel a bit forgetful lately, check out Memory Rescue by Dr. Daniel Amen. Just go to memoryrescuebook.com. That's memoryrescuebook.com. So can you give us maybe a few examples of the functional exercises you cover in the book?
Sure. In the most simplest form, one of my favorites is a suitcase squat. So a suitcase squat is similar to a traditional squat, but only you're going to hold weight in one hand. So you have one dumbbell in one hand and your other hand doesn't have weight. So it's going to mimic, let's say, picking up groceries or, activities where you're not necessarily, you don't have equal weight distribution in both hands. And so the whole premise of functional training is to train your body and mimic your day-to-day movements to help you succeed in your daily activities. So all the movements are based around that and are going to mimic your day-to-day activities opposed to, specific exercises to, make your biceps big. So that's not the focus of this training.
So this book then, and I really like this, it's really about functional movements, and you were just kind of talking about it. It's about bending, you know, twisting, pushing, pulling, reaching, which we all need to do. And sometimes, our, you know, as you get older, those shoulders go bad. Reaching is very important. So you say you try to make everyday activities like that, or running, gardening, playing with the grandchildren, both easier and more enjoyable. And that's things that I think all boomers, people that are aging, want to do.
Yeah, it's all about quality of life. You know, as we age, we're not all living the same day to day. And too many of us have gotten comfortable, or maybe not comfortable, but have gotten used to you know, pain and lack of mobility and not being able to do stuff and thinking that's the norm. Well, I don't believe that. I believe with some work and some determination, there is a way to restore your body back to, you know, its natural function and it's high functioning capabilities.
So you were talking about having the wrong motivations. Now let's talk about somebody that has the right motivations, that is doing this for the right reasons. Some people, those people kind of wobble too and have a moment of weakness. Do you have any general motivation tips on how to stay engaged and stick with the fitness routine?
Yeah, I think you know, there are a few. I think a one good one is to not be so hard on yourself and understand that, you know, your fitness is never going to be a linear journey. You know, you're not going to keep progressing day after day. We're going to get sick. We're going to go on vacation. We're going to have, you know, 1 to 2 week lapses. But by trying our best to stay on the wagon and not completely falling off, even if that's just, you know, a little 5-10 minute routine here, and understanding that it doesn't always have to be some long drawn out routine, I think that really helps to keep the momentum going. So, you know, the easiest way not to fall off the wagon is to just, or I'm sorry, the easiest way to get back on the wagon is never fall off and just to stay on.
Right. Exactly. So do you have any thoughts on how much time we need to take per day? I mean, to keep that momentum going, or per week, to start seeing results. And once you start seeing results, it's easier to stay motivated then. Oh my gosh, this is working. I'm feeling better. I have more stamina. I'm able to walk around the block without, you know, breathing heavily. So any thoughts on a time per day or week that you can share with us?
Yeah, you know, I'm always a little hesitant in giving out too many of those recommendations, just because I live by this this mantra, which is there's no such thing as a bad workout. And I think sometimes when we say, well, you know, you have to work out 60 minutes a day, or you have to work out 45 minutes a day, people get a little defeated and they say, well, there's no way I can't fit that into my time. And so they say, well, if I can't do the 45 minutes that the guy on the podcast said I should be doing, well, then I'm just not going to do anything at all. you know, and so I kind of look at it from the other point of view, which is learn your body, you know, being self-aware and understanding what you need. You know, a highly trained individual and somebody that's been working out for years, well, you might need 45, 60 minutes, you know, 5-6 days a week. For somebody who's just getting started and you're just, hey, I just want to make a difference, and I just want to see an impact in my day to day, and I just want to be able to pick up my 2-year-old granddaughter without breaking my back. Well, now 3 days a week for 15 minutes is totally doable, and you're going to see an improvement and you're going to see a difference.
Well, that makes sense. So let me ask you this. Out of the 62 functional exercises, can you cherry pick those? Can you say, you know what, I kind of are having a problem with my back, or like you were just talking about certain movement, I'm going to pick these three exercises and I'm really going to concentrate on these to work on that one area. Can you kind of cherry pick with the exercises in the book?
Yeah, for lower back, you say?
Well, for anything really. Somebody that's wanting a certain issue, go, hey, here's three exercises that work on my issue. Can somebody just do those?
Yeah, you could. The book is very visual. So you're going to get step-by-step instructions on them. So I'll do the best that I can to explain and to put into words. But one of my favorites is called a good morning, which I didn't come up with the name, but a good morning is a exercise for your posterior chain. So that's your lower back, your glutes, and your hamstrings. And so it's going to both build strength and but mobility as well. And so, you know, you kind of mentioned before, picking up, you know, we're kind of just to keep with the theme of picking stuff up, picking up a grandchild. Well, if you haven't reached down and picked something up in 2 weeks, and it's the first time all of a sudden you reach down and pick something up, your back is going to say, whoa, wait a minute, this isn't in our day-to-day protocol. So it's just a good exercise to keep that mobility and to build some strength. And it's performed by putting your feet shoulder width apart, hands on your head, and you just bend over using your hips as a hinge, putting your weight back in your hips, and then bending over until your upper body is parallel to the ground, and then you stand back up using your glutes and squeeze your glutes at the top. And so it's a very simple move, but at the same time, it's prepping your body for those daily activities.
And the book also includes, and you kind of mentioned it, you want people to know how to do these exercises properly. So the book has age-appropriate models and step-by-step photography, right? So people really understand and can do these exercises properly to get the maximum benefit out of them.
Correct. And there's step-by-step instructions. So, don't worry if you've never heard of any of the exercises before, that's actually going to be common. And the book will get you from zero to hero, all the way through.
Zero to hero, baby. I like it.
There it is.
So Joshua, what haven't I asked you about this book? What else do we need to know about your new book?
That's a good question. I think, equipment. I think one of the, and it's a simple thing, but at the same time, it's one of those easy excuses. Well, I don't have proper equipment. I don't have a home gym. I don't have whatever. I don't have access. Our natural instinct is to unfortunately define reasons why not to, instead of finding reasons to. And so I really tried to eliminate those. And the book only uses a pair of dumbbells, a light pair of hand weights, that you can purchase at any store for, $10 to $15. And then sometimes it uses a chair. So there's no special equipment needed. It's just really accessible. You can take it with you on the go. And it's really a standalone piece.
Well, that's good to know. So you can do it right in your home and it's not going to be very expensive. You don't need all the spendy, trendy stuff today.
Right. And you can, and because you are doing it in your own home, there's a level of added comfort. There's nobody staring at you. There's nobody judging you. There's nobody, watching you while you do this. You can just go ahead and, self-taught, self-driven, take your book, 15 minutes in the morning, have your cup of coffee, go through 10, 15 minutes, do your workout for the day, and you're on with your day, and you're going to feel better for it.
Now we're talking. Coffee, grab the book, get into those exercises. I like it.
Yes, sir. I'm a coffee fan, so that's usually a part of my day, if you can't tell.
So what made you want to focus on the baby boomers specifically? I know the book is geared towards that, but was there one particular reason you thought, I'm going to really focus this on people that are aging?
I have a big heart, Bill. That generation pulls on my heartstrings quite often, because as I mentioned before, I understand that there's a wide range in quality of life for that demographic, ranging from super fit and feeling good to wow, I have a myriad of health problems and I'm having trouble getting out of bed in the morning. And that really breaks my heart. We're living longer, and with that, we need to take care of our bodies so that we can have that quality of life and not be miserable and not dread waking up in the morning. And unfortunately for many people, that is their day-to-day existence.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said it absolutely right. Well, I think that's wonderful. And your motivation sounds absolutely correct. Joshua, thank you so much for your time today. The book is called Stay Fit for Life, Functional Fitness Exercises to Future-Proof Your Body. Joshua, tell me, how can we connect with you?
You can connect. Well, first off, you can get the book on Amazon or starting November 14th. Is the official release date of the book, anywhere fine books are sold. And then you can connect with me if you want to check out some of our we also do full length workout videos. We train about 3 million people for free every month on the internet. So you're more than welcome to come check out some of our free videos as well. And you can find those at hasfit.com. That's HASFIT.com. It stands for Heart and Soul Fitness.
Fantastic. And we're going to put links to all of Joshua's website, social media, all that stuff, right on the show notes page at radiomd.com. Joshua, thank you again. And as we wrap up, I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite quotes, which is, remember to enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Joshua, thank you again for your time today.
It's been a pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
Sounds like a really cool book, and especially for those of us of age, if you know what I'm saying to you. And thank you for listening. Remember to catch every episode of Which Way Is Life. Just hit the subscribe button on iTunes or my show page at radiomd.com. And if I can ask a very quick favor, if you could rate and review the podcast on iTunes, I would appreciate it. That way we gain a wider audience, and it gives us a chance to reach more people. Which Way Is Life is produced by radiomd.com, award-winning health podcasts. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter and Facebook. You can also check out the show notes at radiomd.com for all of my episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.